Hello, and welcome to our program, Sunday Funnies, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Elaine Lang, and during the next half hour, I'll be reading the comics from the San Antonio Express News from Sunday, February 14th, 2021, here on OWL Radio. And let's get started with Zits by Jerry Scott and Jim Borgman. Well, Sarah and Jeremy, the two teenagers, couple, are together, of course, on Valentine's Day. Sarah is wearing her green sweater. She's got her pink lipstick on, and she has this amazing array of things around her. There's a bouquet of red roses, of course, wrapped in little hearts. There is an incredible lunch that she has. Jeremy has a lunch also. She is just oohing and aahing over all these things. She says to Jeremy, "Oh, homemade heart-shaped brownies, oh, these beautiful flowers, oh, and dinner from my favorite food truck." And now she reaches over, she grabs Jeremy, surprisingly, around the shoulders. She leans in and gives him a passionate kiss. She says to him, "Jeremy, this is the best Valentine's Day of my life." And now we see there in his VW bus enjoying this Valentine's Day out there on a lovely evening. And she turns to him and says, "How did you think of it all?" And Jeremy smiles at her and says, "My mom may have made a few suggestions. However, above them, in the blimp, the Goodyear blimp, is the mom with this enormous sign on the edge of the blimp saying, 'I told you so.' And the mom is, of course, driving the blimp. Good call, Mom." Next up is Baby Blues by Rick Kirkman and Jerry Scott. Well, Daryl and Wanda are in bed, and they're having a little conversation. They're all tucked in, and their eyes are closed, and she says, "Happy Valentine's Day, Daryl." And he says, "Happy Valentine's Day, Wanda." She opens her eyes and looks at him. "I love you." He looks at her. "I love you, too." In fact, now she leans up on her arm in bed. "I don't think I could love you more." And now she turns and pulls the blankets up over her and turns to a side and says, "Unless, of course, you were to get up and feed the kids." He turns and rolls over on his side and says, "I'm okay with your present level of love." Long married couples with kids. Next up is Baldu by Cantu and Castellanos. Well, we see Cruz and Baldo out riding their bicycles around the city. First, they're kind of right there on the main drag. Then they're riding down the street. Now they've crossed over this amazing bridge in a park. They're heading by this amazing mural. And Baldo says, "Weren't we going somewhere?" And his buddy says, "To the movies, right?" They continue on riding their bicycle. And Baldo yells to his buddy and says, they're heading off into the sunset, "This is better." And his buddy says, "Totally." Next up is Pickles by Brian Crane. And of course, we see a single-stemmed rose. And Earl, in his blue cardigan and his plaid shirt, says, "Ahem." And he's got his hands behind his back, and his dog, his white dog Roscoe, is behind him. And Opal is sitting on the sofa, and she's got something in her arms. We don't quite see what she's got. And Earl says, "I'll bet you thought I forgot what day it is." And he leans forward, but of course the rose behind his back, it's right now down by the dog's nose. "Well, I didn't," says Earl. And then we hear this chomp from behind him, and the dog has taken the bloom off the rose. "For my sweetheart on Valentine's Day," says Earl, "one perfect rose." And he pulls the flower from behind his back, and of course, there is no rose bloom on the rose. And he looks at it and goes, what the heck? And then he leans down and he says, Roscoe, you bad dog. And he's putting his hand into Roscoe's mouth. And now he holds this half-eaten rose out in his hand. Of course, it's slobbered all over. And Opal is there with her hands across her eye. And as Earl is saying, as I was saying, one perfect rose. Well, it's the thought that counts. The next comic is Garfield by Jim Davis. Well, Garfield is with his girlfriend Kat out there on a beautiful full moon evening. And they're having a conversation. Garfield, she says, yes. Is this a date or not? Garfield says, what's the difference? Well, if this isn't a date, then we're just visiting. But, she says, if it is a date, there's a goodnight kiss at the end as she leans into him. I see, says Garfield. What did you eat for lunch? She leans in smilingly. A rat. Garfield says, I do so enjoy our little visits. Our next comic is Woomo by Wolf and Morgenthaler. Well, a couple is headed into this amazing hotel suite. I mean, we can see this lovely boudoir with hearts and flowers, and but then we see a flat screen TV and a football jersey and a moose up on the wall. It's split into two parts, and the couple is carrying their suitcases with the bellhop, and they're each, the wife is looking at one side and the man is looking at the other side. And the bellhop says, it used to be the honeymoon suite, but we changed it to a we're trying to give each other space and work on our relationship suite. Way bigger market, says the bellhop. Yes, she has her champagne and flowers and a bubble bath, and he's got the flat screen TV. The next comic is Rhymes with Orange by Hilary B. Price. And there's a couple, two ladies out for a walk, and they've got their winter clothes on, you know, hats and muffs and everything, and they're having a talk, girl talk. Would you be mine? He asked. Could you be mine? He crooned. I thought we'd be lovers. He wanted to be neighbors. Another heart broken by Mr. Rogers. Next up is Crankshaft by Batuyak and Davis. And we can see a couple of definitions in a dictionary. One is doo-doo, excrement, scatological euphemism, deep doo-doo, forgetting to get a Valentine's Day card. And now we see Ed's son-in-law. He is looking at the newspaper and he's just saying, nuts. Ed looks up from his newspaper and says, what's wrong? And you can see they're sitting at the breakfast table, having coffee and reading the newspaper. He says, I forgot to get Pam a Valentine's Day card. Ed looking up from his newspaper. Yeah, hey, it happens. It's only human to forget something once in a while. Of course, says Ed. It does usually involve hearing about it now and then for the rest of your life. The next comic is Foxtrot by Bill Amond. Well, Jafin is over visiting with his brother, Peter, with a hoodie and his baseball cap on, his teenage brother. And, of course, he's reading the comics in the Sunday newspaper with a, looks like he's got a Coke in a glass. And Jason has just got this mouth full of stuff and his cheeks are all stuck out. And he says, Happy Jolentine's Day. And his brother, Peter, goes, what's that? I made it up. Think of it as a more pleasant alternative to Valentine's Day. Rather than being about icky things like love and romance, Jolentine's Day is all about how many candy hearts you can cram into your cheeks. And of course, he's got all these things stuck in his cheeks, and he goes, dang,
Dang, he says, I keep choking on these things. Anyway, stuffs them back in his mouth. He says, anyway, it's still more pleasant, less icky. And Peter, his brother, says, you have green drool on your chin, by the way. Our next comic is Marmaduke by Brad Anderson, and it's a perfectly snowy day for the children, which here in San Antonio, it also is snowy on Wednesday. Anyway, the children are at the top of this huge hill with snow all over it. They've got their sleds and toboggans, and the little girl says, there it is, Thayer Hill, let's do it. And of course, Marmaduke is up at the top of the hill with them, and Marmaduke heads on the sled with the little girl, and all the children are on their sleds, and they're flying down the hills at warp speed. And all of a sudden, they land into this pile of snow, and of course, the children go tumbling off of their sleds, and the sleds go one direction, and the children go another, and of course, Garfield is up in the air, and Garfield lands on his feet perfectly, just poof, lands down. Of course, the children are stuck in snowbanks and their heads and their whatever. And all the other kids are looking as Marmaduke runs up the hill with the sled. And the little kid says, this was Marmaduke's idea, honest. Well, at least it's working for Marmaduke. The next comic is The Born Loser by Art and Chip Sansom. Well, Cupie the dog and Wilberforce the son and Gladys the mom are all in front of Brutus, who's sitting in his green chair. And, of course, they're all looking smiley, and Brutus is not. Oops, he says, it completely slipped my mind, Gladys. Will you still do me the honor of being my Valentine? Gladys says, I'm sorry, dear, but since you forgot, it was Wilberforce who asked me first. Since when are we Valentine's granted on a first-come, first-served basis? Wilberforce says, well, gee, Pop, it's only fair. And Brutus says, well, great, so I'm stuck without a Valentine? And Wilberforce says, don't worry, Pop, Cupie is still available. The next comic is High and Lois by Brian and Greg Walker. And Lois and her friend are out shopping. And the friend with the black hair is going, ugh! And we see they're at a card rack. And the woman with the black hair, Thurston's wife, says, I can't decide on a card for Thurston. And Lois says, I'll help you. So she picks up a card and reads it. You'll always be mine. Thurston's wife says, he'd better be. Okay, she picks up another one. I'll love you forever. She says, been there, done that. You're my sweetheart, reads Lois on another card. He's more of a sourpuss. This one is different, says Lois. Love me or leave me. Perfect, she says. A Valentine's Day ultimatum. The next comic is Luann by Greg Evans. And of course, in honor of Valentine's Day, we have a scene of several people and their Valentines. So, of course, we see Brad and Tony, Brad the firefighter, Tony the firefighter, the young married couple. And of course, they're in bed having a lovely Valentine's Day. And then we see Frank and Nancy, Luann's parents. And they are sitting on a sofa with a bowl of popcorn, and they are thoroughly enjoying their Valentine's Day together, arms around each other. And little Shannon, the little girl, is with her little teddy bear, and she's got her Valentine candy, and so she's very happy. And then we see some of the single people, and so we see Quint in the kitchen, cooking this amazing meal, and he's smiling. And then another one of Luann's friends is putting all her makeup on, and she's really pretty and happy. And now we see Luann sitting on the floor with her little dog Puddles, who has got his bowl full of food. And they're a happy Valentine couple, too. The next comic is Hank Ketcham's Dennis the Menace, and it's entitled good talk. And of course, we see two cell phones. And Alice, is Dennis's mother, is holding up the cell phone, and she hears, "Is Dennis around, Alice?" And the mom says, "Well, yes, Dad. As a matter of fact, he's sitting right here." And Dennis, of course, is in the rocking chair in the corner. And she brings the cell phone over to Dennis and says, "Would you like to speak to Grandpa?" "I think he'd love to hear from you," she says. And of course, Dennis, scowling, looks around. "Okay," he says, and he picks up the cell phone. "Hi, Grandpa. Would you please tell your daughter to cut me some slack?" "I don't think it's going to work, Dennis." Next is Blondie by Dean Young and John Marshall. Well, Dagwood has overdone it, and he has come in with a box of candy and a gift and flowers. And he says, "Happy Valentine's Day, honey." And of course, Blondie is sitting in her chair reading a newspaper. "Oh, thank you, dear," she says. "Wow, wow, flowers, candy, and a necklace, too? You shouldn't have." "I know what you're thinking, sweetheart." "Dear, there's something you need to see in the kitchen," says Blondie. "Look what I got you for dinner tonight. A heart-shaped pizza supreme with double pepperoni." "Oh my gosh," says Dagwood. And now he holds his wife. He swoops her down, you know, into this amazing embrace, kissing her. He's holding the pizza in one hand, the box, and her in his arms. "Baby, you're the greatest," he says. And now on to The Family Circus by Bill Keen. And again, another Valentine's Day theme. And so the mom and the dad are watching little Dolly, who is busy on the floor of the living room with her paper and her crayons. And of course, Billy is behind them. So they're all watching her. And the dad says, "Dolly's making a Valentine for one of us." And so, of course, Billy is imagining, "To Billy, my funny Valentine brother." And of course, the dad is assuming that she's making one for him. And it says, "To Daddy, my Valentine, love Dolly." And then the mom is looking at her and imagining, "I love Mommy Valentine." And now, of course, we look, and she has carried her little Valentine over to the scruffy dog, Sam. And it says, "To Sam," and there's a dog that's been drawn, "Be my Valentine, love Dolly." How sweet. And next is Rose's Rose by Pat Brady and Don Wimmer. And Jimbo and Rose are out for a walk on a winter day, snow all around. And they're all bundled up, you know, hats and gloves and scarves. And Rose says, "Where's my surprise, Jimbo?" And he says, "It's right over here." Rose looks and says, "My surprise is a snowman?" And Jimbo says, "Not just any snowman." "What is he holding?" says Rose. And we see that this snowman has a pink hat and a pink scarf, and the little sticks on the snowman, he's got a rose. "Is that for me?" says Rose. "A single perfect rose?" And she takes it out of the snowman's hand. And of course, we see the snowman is just beautifully formed. "What an incredible, thoughtful gesture," as she leans down and hugs the snowman. "I'll never forget this," says Rose as she turns and walks away. And now Jimbo leans down to the snowman and says, "That was supposed to be my hug." Next up is Classic Peanuts by Charles Schulz. Well, Linus has his blanket and his thumb in his mouth, and he's just sitting on the floor behind Lucy, who's watching television. And we can see Linus just going, "Ah." And Lucy says, "Stop that stupid sighing." Linus takes his thumb out of his mouth. "There's nothing wrong with sighing," he says. "There is if it bugs someone," says Lucy. "It's scriptural," says Linus as he puts his thumb back in his mouth. "It's what?" says Lucy. And now Linus repeats the scripture. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. Romans 8th chapter, says Linus as he turns and walks away with his blanket. I don't know, says Lucy. Either I'm going to have to slug him or start going back to Sunday school. Now on to the Breaking Cat News by Georgia Dunn. Well, at the anchor desk today, Lupin the white cat has his mug with a heart on it. There are hearts all across the front of the anchor desk, and he's holding up 2 hearts in his paws. And Lupin reports, it's Paper Hearts Day! And now Puck the black cat reporting from the scene, and of course it's the 2 children, and they've got all the craft supplies, glue and paper and scissors and all kinds of things. And Puck says, the children have made elaborate paper hearts to show their love for everyone. And now we see that the mom and the dad are holding hearts, and of course they're decorated with pink and red, and they have their names on it. And we see there are hearts for mom and dad, and of course the dad says nice, and the mom is holding it, clutching it all. And now we see that hearts have been made for all of the cats, and the cats are, Valentines are decorated with their likenesses. So Puck has a black cat, and Goldie has a little golden cat, and Elvis has one that kind of looks kind of grumpy. And then we see even the stuffed penguin, the little boy's favorite stuffed animal, he has a heart, paper heart with his likeness. And Lupin is now reporting from the kitchen, and the toaster has a paper heart with the word toast on it, misspelled. And then there are paper hearts all over the refrigerator, and Goldie is reporting there, and even the refrigerator. And even this glass of juice has a paper heart, and of course it's stuck inside the juice. And now the children are bringing a paper heart to the vacuum cleaner with the dustbuster, and Puck reports, love knows no bounds. Even the vacuum cleaner gets a heart. Well, next up is Mutts by Patrick McDonald. And today, the kitty cat is outside on a snowy day. And a little dog, not the usual dog, is a little brown dog is following and is feeling very romantic to the kitty cat and is saying, be my Valentine. And of course, hearts, hearts, hearts. And the dog stops and looks up, and just all these hearts are going in the air, and the cat is very quizzical, like, what is this all about? And they reach over to the cat, and the dog continues running along behind the cat. Love is in the air, says the dog. And the cat continues to run away. The next up is Mother Goose and Grimm by Mike Peters. And there's a woman putting some Valentine cards out at the store. And she's got a bunch of them, and there's quite an array, of course. And of course, Grimmy the dog has come in looking for a Valentine card, and he says, do you have any cards about sniffing butts? I don't think so. Well, let's add in Curtis today by Ray Billingsley. Ah, what you doing, Barry? Says Curtis as he walks into this room where his buddy is at his laptop. And Barry says, homework for my online class, Curtis. And Curtis looks and says, wow, a little video presentation. And Barry says, tell me what you think. And we see that Barry has put together a Black History Fun Facts, number 15. Church ladies' hats are rich in heritage and a vital tradition in the Black community. It's playfully called hatiquette, and it is a unique form of cultural expression. Some make a bold statement, and we see some of these rather elegant, almost looks like a lampshade kind of hat. Others are simplistic, and we see like a tiny little hat on. No matter the size, they are extravagant. Church hats are a symbol of individualism, and we can see some with enormous amount of flowers. Carefully tailored, there are never two of the same design on any given Sunday at any given church. And now we see the ladies at church, and of course one has this green kind of large brim, one has one that's kind of more fabric all covered at the top, and the other has red with a lot of sparkles. And the last slide says, "Hattitude is strong." And Curtis says, "You did a great job on that video, Barry." And Barry says, "Wow, a compliment from you, Curtis? That's like seeing a Yeti." Let's continue on with One Big Happy by Rick Dettori. And this is entitled Things I Can Do Without by Joe the Awesome Genius. Waking up on a school day, and we see the little boy just grumbling and opening his eyes. Eating food that's good for me, and now he's sitting at the table and looks like he's got broccoli and he's sticking his tongue out. Being chased by a girl named Christy, and of course the little girl comes up all feeling romantic. "Hi, Joe." And of course he's got his fingers in his ears. Singing, and otherwise known as moving my lips. Another thing I can do without, bragging know-it-alls. And there's his friend, and she's got A pluses all in her report card. Buying stuff that breaks right away, and then his little paper, his little airplane that's made out of balsa wood has crashed into the earth. And the other thing we can do without, holding it in when I gotta go now, and there he is at the bathroom, but someone's already in there. And then finally, things I can do without, waiting too long to be rich and famous, and there he is in his fancy little Tesla red car. Yes, we can do without that. Well, let's wrap up with Beetle Bailey today. Well, Sarge and the troops are heading out, and they've got a plan. The plan is to sneak up on the enemy on their weak side, says Sarge. We'll follow Ruination River, crossing at the Hanging Tree, then take Teardrop Trail to Dysfunction Junction and proceed to Lake Lamentation. Go up Heartbreak Hill through Grieve Gulch and cross the Desolate Dunes. March through Wailing Woods and attack on Suicide Ridge. And at this, Beetle Bailey looks at his buddy and says, "We're doomed."
You've been listening to our Sunday Funnies on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Elaine Lang saying goodbye from Owl Radio.